Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Kurma Puranam, 1st Canto, 9th Chapter, 66th Verse says, Omkaram Samano Smritya, Omkaram Samano Smritya, Samstyavyatmanam Atmana Atarva Shirasadevam Tushtavacha Kritanjanihi. So the Brahma and Vishnu, they recite the Atarva Shiras hymns by reciting the Omkara. That's what the Kurma Puranam says. Atakasmat, and Omkaram is beautifully described as one of the names of Lord Shiva in the Atharva Shiras Upanishad also. Atakasmat uchyate Omkaro, yasmat uchcharyamana eva pranan urdvam utkramayati tasmat uchyate Omkaraha. So what is Omkara? Why Mahadeva is called as Omkara? Because just by reciting that name of Mahadeva, one gets transcends the regions, one transcends the material world and goes back to Mahadeva in course of time. Chaturthi ardhamatraha sa somalokaha omkaraha. Omkara is described as that fourth state of consciousness. Vaishvanara taijasa prajna turiyam. Atharvashika Upanishad says this. And then moving on. Rigbir yamanushasanti tatve karmani bakprachaha yajubir yantrida vedhyam juhvatyardva Jukvatyardvaya Vodvare Samabir Samabiryam cha ghayanti Samaga Shuddha Buddhayaha Ritam Satyam Param Brahma Stuvantya Tarvana Vijaha Yajnasya Paramayonih Patishtayam Parak Smritaha. So here beautifully Tandi Maharshi describes all the Vedas that ultimately glorify you only, O Mahadeva. He talks about Rigvedam. So the Brahmanas who are conversant with the Rig Veda, they utter the Rigs. And then regarding you as the personality who is Atmarama. Atmaramaya. Atmarama means the one who is self-satisfied. The one who is actually completely self-satisfied. That's how the people actually who are reciting the Rig Veda, the Brahmanas who are reciting the Rig Veda, regard you as the Atmarama and you are with various forms. And then the Yajurvedis, they actually pour sacrifices, you know, they conduct various sacrifices, yajnas, and they actually regard you as the sole object of knowledge. Avo Raja Namadvarasya Rudragam Hotaragam. He is the Lord of Yajnas. Mahadeva alone is the Lord of Yajnas. And the persons of cleansed souls, they recite, who are conversant with the Samaveda, they recite the Samaveda to you, ultimately. Na Samapriya Swaramaya Strayi Murtir Anishwaraha. Mahadeva is Samapriya. Samaveda is very dear to him. And then finally he says, this is very interesting, Atharvana Vedam, people who are conversant with the Atharvana Veda regard you as Ritham Satyam Param Brahma. You are that Ritham, righteousness personified, you are truth personified, you are the Param, you are the Supreme, and Brahma, you are the absolute truth. And this verse we already know. Ritham Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishvarupam Namamyaham. Krishna Pingala, Virupaksha, Urdvareta, Vishwarupa, very specific epithets for Lord Shiva, which identifies Mahadeva as the Supreme Reality. Basmajabala Upanishad also, Mahadeva says, Dhyatva, Sambam, Mam Eva, Vrishabarudam, Hiranyabahum, Hiranyavarnam, Pashupasha, Vimochakam, Purusham, Krishna Pingalam, Urdvaretam, Virupaksham, Sagastrashirisham, Sagastraksham, Vishwadobahum, he says. One should meditate on me as Samba along with Parashakti, myself, Parashakti towards my left, sitting on my left lap, with Hiranyabahu and Hiranyavarna, completely golden in complexion, and Krishna Pingala as Urdvareta, Virupaksha as three-eyed, as Parameshwara, as Neelakanta, Neelagriva. He goes on to say that. Basmajabala Upanishad, Brihajabala Upanishad also says that Ritakam Satyam mantram should be chanted. Along with Kadrudraya mantra should be chanted while bathing Mahadeva. Radakam Satyam Kadrudraya Yasya Vakam kati iti cha. It should be recited while bathing Mahadeva. And then Sutta Samhita, many many places it describes, and also Linga Puranam. Sutta Samhita, first canto, 9th chapter, 5th and 6th verse says, Ridakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Sambam Ishwaram Urdvaretam Virupaksham Hridijayan Maheshwaram. Very similar, meditate on that Maheshwara in the heart, who is described as Samba, Ishwara, Ridakam Satyam Param Brahma Urdvareta Virupaksha. Again, Ridakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Namamyaham. Second canto, 10th chapter, Sutta Samhita, 46th verse. Sutta Samhita, second canto, 19th chapter, 21st verse. Ridakam Satyam Param Brahma Sambam Samsara Beshajam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Maheshwaram. So this personality alone is the supreme reality, and he should be meditated upon. And Shankara Samhita, Asura Kandam, chapter 6 and sloka 50, sloka 46. Ridakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Neela Lohitam Urdvajvalana Retastram Aprameyam Paratparam. Satyam Brahma Mahadevam Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretasam Ishanam Virupaksham Ajam Dhruvam. Saura Puranam, chapter 45, sloka 58. It also comes in the Linga Puranam, second canto, chapter 18, sloka 38. Shiva Mahapurana, Vayaviya Samhita, section 2, chapter 6, verse 13. Ambikapatir Ishanaha Pinaki Vrishavahanaha Eko Rudrah Param Brahma Purushaha Krishna Pingalaha. So there are like more than 100 references. This is just actually a sample that I provided. 100 references are there to prove this mantra is actually specifically only for Mahadeva. Krishna Pingala also comes in the Shiva Sahasranama. It is actually, if I'm not wrong, it is the 903rd name of Mahadeva in the Shiva Sahasranama. We'll be seeing that next week, because the Shiva Sahasranama is recited by Upamanyu Maharshi to Tandi, and then which in turn is recited by Krishna to the Pandavas. So, like that we see this mantra, Ridakam Satyam mantram, is very very important and should be remembered, which highlights the supremacy of Lord Shiva. And then moving on, Tandi Maharshi says, Ratriyah Shrotra Nayanaha Paksha Masa Shiro Bhujaha Rituvirya Tapo Dairyo Hyabda Guhyo Rupadavan Mrityur Yamo Hutashascha Kalak Samhara Vegavan Kalasya Parama Yonik Kalaschayam Sanatanaha Chandradityau Sanakshatrau Prahascha Sahavayunam. You are night and day. Where does it come? Purusha Suktam.
Ahoratre Parshve Nakshatrani Rupam Ashvinau Vyattam Ishtam Manishana Amum Manishana Sarvam Manishana.
You are night personified, you are day personified, O Mahadeva. So it comes, that's what Tandi Maharshi says here. And then he says, everything is you, months are you, the seasons are your energy, the fortnights are your head, penance is your patience, and then everything, like he describes the Mahadeva's thighs and feet, and you are Kala, Hutashana, Yama, Mrityu, and you are that ultimate creator, maintainer and destroyer. You are the original cause of time. So time, Kala, Mahadeva alone is not bound by Kala. That's why he becomes the Kala of Kala. Right? In trying to save Markandeya Maharshi, and also he comes to save Shweta Maharshi, who is caught by Kala. Yama is trying to threaten them. And then Mahadeva, he appears when Markandeya hugs the Shivalinga, that Hiranyaya Namaha, Hiranyalingaya Namaha. That's how the Vedas glorify that Hiranya Purusha comes, appears, springs from the Hiranya Linga to save his dear devotee Markandeya. And then he kicks Yama with his left foot. And then Yama surrenders to Lord Shiva. And then he gives a boon to Markandeya that you will be always 16, eternally you will be 16 years. Death will not touch you. So Mahadeva alone is not bound by Kaladeva. Everybody from the blade of grass till Vishnu, even Brahma and Vishnu are bound by Kala, are bound by death. Because Brahma and Vishnu are also bound by age. Vishnur Ayor Udakritam, 108th chapter, Padma Puranam, 71st verse. இட் சேஸ் விஷ்ணுர் ஆயுர் சதுர் சதுர் நிஷ்வாச மாத்திரேன விஷ்ணுர் ஆயுர் உதாகிருதம். த ஃபோர் இன்ஹேலிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் மகேஸ்வரா இஸ் த என்டையர் லைஃப் ஆஃப் விஷ்ணு. ஜஸ்ட் ஃபோர் இன்ஹேலிங்ஸ் அண்ட் மகாதேவா டஸ் தட் ஃபோர் டைம்ஸ். ஸோ தட் இஸ் த என்டையர் லைஃப் ஆஃப் விஷ்ணு. பத்மபுராணா பாட்டாள காண்டா 108 சாப்டர் 71st வர்ஸ் சேஸ் தட். ஸோ ஈவன் பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு ஆர் பவுண்ட் பை டைம், பட் மகாதேவா அலோன் இஸ் பியாண்ட் டைம். மகாதேவா இஸ் ஓம்காரேஸ்வரா பிரணவேஸ்வரா, ஈஸ்வரா ஆஃப் ஓம்காரா, ஈஸ்வரா ஆஃப் பிரணவா, ஈஸ்வரா ஆஃப் டைம். இஸ் த அல்டிமேட் ஆஃப் ஆல். அஷ்டௌ பிரகிருதி அஷ்டௌ பிரகிருதயஸ்சைவ பிரகிருதிர்யஸ்ச யஃ பரஹ அஸ்ய தேவஸ்ய யத்பாகம் கிருதத் கிருத்ஸ்னம் சம்பரிவர்த்ததே. கிருத்ஸ்னம் மீன்ஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்லி மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இன் கம்ப்ளீட். கிருத்ஸ்னம் யோவை ருத்ரக்ஷ பகவான் யச்ச கிருத்ஸ்னம் தஸ்மை வை நமோ நமஹ. ஈஸ் கம்ப்ளீட் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஈஸ் ஹியர் த கான்செப்ட் ஆஃப் அஷ்டாகம்ஸ் எயிட். யூ ஆர் பியாண்ட் த எயிட் பிரகிருதீஸ். யூ மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் அஸ் த எயிட் பிரகிருதீஸ் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ யூ ஆர் பியாண்ட் த எயிட் பிரகிருதீஸ். அண்ட் தென் ஏதத் பரமம் ஆனந்தம் எத்தத் சாஸ்வதமேவச்ச ஏஷா கதிர் விரக்தானாம் ஏஷ பாவக் பரக்ஸதாம் ஏதத் பதம் அனுதிக்னம் ஏதத் பிரம்ம சனாதனம் சாஸ்திர வேதாங்க விதுஷாம் ஏதத் தியானம் பரம் பதம். யூ ஆர் தட் அல்டிமேட் சுப்ரீம் கோல் தட் ஒன் வுட் ஆஸ்பயர் ஃபார். And you are the end of all. You are the end attained by all the living beings. And you are the highest existence which is sought by the righteous people. And your state alone, tat prasadat param shantam sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. Shantaya swaha is one of the names that comes in the Achamanam in that is recited in the Shrauta Shaiva Sampradaya. Om Shambhave Swaha, Om Shankaraya Swaha, Om Shantaya Swaha. Shanti means peace. We get peace from different things through name, fame, knowledge, sex and everything. But the highest peace can be granted only by Mahadeva. 1862 Bhagavad Gita. Tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. Oh, Arjuna, surrender unto that Maheshwara who resides in the heart of all the living entities. He only can grant you parashanti, param shantim, highest peace. So that's where Tandi Maharshi here also says, you are that ultimate state from which one is freed from every anxiety, every sorrow. The word Rudra itself means the remover of sorrows. And you are that eternal Brahman, you are the supreme Brahman. Brahma Sanatanam, you are that supreme reality. And Veda Vedanga, Vedangas are 6 in number, Vedas are 4 in number, we know that. So people who study that, again the same things he is saying, so like people who study that will come to the conclusion that you are the end of all. And then, Iyam sa parama kashta, Iyam sa parama kala, Iyam sa parama siddhir, இயம் சா பரமாகதிஹி. சோ கஷ்ட மீன்ஸ் டிஃபிகல்டி, காஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் எய்ம். யூ ஆர் த ஹையஸ்ட் எய்ம், யூ ஆர் தட் சுப்ரீம் எய்ம் ஆஃப் ஆல். பரமா காஷ்டா, பீப்புள் ஹாவ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் கோல்ஸ் இன் லைஃப், பட் த ஹையஸ்ட் எய்ம் இஸ் மகாதேவா. பிகாஸ் ஒன்லி வென் மகாதேவா இஸ் கெப்ட் அஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட் எய்ம், ஒன் வில் கெட் ரிலீவ் ஃப்ரம் த ரிப்பீட்டட் சைக்கிள்ஸ் ஆஃப் பர்த் அண்ட் டெத். அண்ட் தெர் இஸ் நோ அதர் வே. ஸ்வேதாஸ்வதர உபநிஷத் 3rd chapter 8th verse. நான்யக் பந்தா, there is no other way to cross the ocean of birth and death, repeated cycles of birth and death. Of course, it's one's own independence, right? Because if one wants to actually travel in this path, one wants to go beyond the repeated cycles of birth and death or just enjoy, that is his or her own independence. But if one wants to, then one has to surrender to Mahadeva. That's why Parama Kashta, you are the highest aim. Iyam sa Parama Kala, and then Iyam sa Parama Siddhir, you are the highest success, and you are the highest refuge. Parama Gatihi, Lingameva Paragatihi, Tasmal Linga, Parataram Yachakinchinna Vidyate. There is no other higher aim than Mahadeva. You are the highest tranquility, and you are the Iyam sa Parama Shantir, Iyam sa Nivrittik Para. பரமாசாந்திர் பீஸ், இட் இஸ் சாந்தி மீன்ஸ் பீஸ். யூ ஆர் த ஹையஸ்ட் பீஸ் ஓ மகாதேவா, தண்டி மகர்ஷி சேஸ். அண்ட் நிவத்தி மார்க்கம், you are the highest, you are that aim for people who are in the Nivritti Marga, who have sacrificed everything at the end of the day, who have taken up sannyas, and people who are in the Nivritti Marga, you are that goal, you are that ultimate goal of even for those people. Yam prapya krita kritya sma itya manyanta yoginaha iyam tushtir iyam siddhir iyam shrutir iyam shrutir iyam smritihi adhyatma gatir ishtanam vidusha praptir avyaya. Says iyam shrutir, no, tushtir means actually success or contentment, and siddhir means success. So like you are contentment and you are success, and here he says iyam shrutir. Shruti means Vedas. You are that essence of the Vedas. Iyam smritihi. You are also smriti. Smriti is actually, you have the itihasas, puranas. 18 puranas and 18 upapuranas. And then 36 smritis are there. Jabala smriti. Ashvalayana smriti. Shatatapa smriti. Vishwamitra smriti. Various smritis are there. So you are that essence of everything. And Shruti, iyam shrutihi. You are that essence of the Vedas and Upanishad Zor Mahadeva in even the Agamas. And thou art refuge of the, you are that refuge of the soul. After which yogins strive. You are that ultimate refuge. And the yogins who meditate for years and years, they strive to attain you only. You are that ultimate refuge of them. And Yajatam. I'll just look at the time also. Okay. Yeah. Yajatam kamayananam makair vipula dakshinaihi yagatir yajna shilanam sagatistva na samshayaha samyak yoga japaik shantir niyamair dharatapanaihi tapyatam yagatir deva paramasa gatir bhavan apunar bhavakamanam vairagye vartatachaya prakritinam layanam cha sagatistvam sanatana. So he starts telling that you are the highest end of all the people whoever, you know, who strive to, you know, who take up the Nivritti Marga, or who are in the Sankhya philosophy, or who have taken other paths like Ganapatyam or Vaishnavism or Kaumaram. You are the ultimate goal of everybody. People have to come to you only for crossing the repeated cycles of birth and death. People who pour, here he says, Yajatam, people who do yajna and pour sacrificial libations into that yajna, you are that end goal. Avo rajana madvarasya rudragam hotaragam satyajagam rodasyoho agnimpura tanayatno architta hiranyarupa mavase kranudvam. The Vedas say that. That personality who is described as Hiranya, Hiranyarupa, golden complexion. Ponnar meniyane pulitolai anindavane, Sundarar says. Sundarmurti Nayanar says, Ponnar Meniyane, you are golden in complexion. Pulitolai Anindavane, you have the tiger skin as your garment, O Mahadeva. Who else I will think of apart from you, apart from that personality who is having the tiger skin as his garment and who is golden in complexion? Sundarmurti Nayanar states. So here, that golden Purusha is described as the king. Avo Raja Namadvarasya. He is the king of all sacrifices. He is the king of sacrifices. So you are that end goal of people who do yajnas, O Mahadeva. And then, so here he says, you are that end of people who waste and scorch their bodies with severe penances. People do severe penances. If you go to Thiruvannamalai or Kashi, we see people doing terrible penances. I have heard of like rishis in Thiruvannamalai who have been like meditating for 4 to 5 years continuously in this age, you know. When compared to like Upamanyu Maharshi or Tanti Maharshi, like this might be nothing. 4 to 5 years might be nothing. But in this Kali Yuga, they have been meditating for 4 to 5 years in Thiruvannamalai, I have heard. So Kali Yuga is great. Even meditating for 1 hour is great. So we have people like 4 to 5 years without, doing anything, continuously meditating on Samba Shiva. So he says, who waste and scorch their bodies with severe penances, completely who? Scorch their bodies with severe penances, and you are that end goal of those people also, O Mahadeva. And then you are that eternal, and you are that end of people who are unattached to things, who are in the Nivritti Marga. We saw that. And you are that ultimate personality who can grant emancipation from rebirth.
Jnana vijnana yuktanam nirupakya niranjanam.
Niranjanam.
Nishkalam nishkriyam shantam niravajyam niranjanam.
Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Niranjana means spotless. We are bound to do mistakes. But Mahadeva is beyond that. He is spotless. One cannot find mistakes in Mahadeva. He is Shuddha Sattva. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. And you cannot be described by words. You are stainless and you are spotless. Kaivalyaya gatir deva. Deve paramasa gatir bhavan. And you are that end goal of people who are devoted to knowledge and science.
Veda shastra puranokta panchaita gatayak smritak. Tvat prasadaddi labhyante na labhyante yata vibho.
So, you are the end of people. You are the end, final goal that has been declared in the Vedas, Puranas and scriptures. He says, Veda Shastra Puranokta. Even the Puranas and Vedas and the entire scriptures declare you as the end of all. You are the end goal. And it is your by your grace that people attain you. Only by your grace people attain you. And if you don't grace them, they get into the repeated cycles of birth and death. Mahadeva's grace is important, very important. Yearning for Mahadeva's grace is really, really important. So that only can be done by humbleness.
Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya.
Only by humble, no? Samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. Various places it talks about humbleness. One should go in a humble mood to the Guru and learn Shiva Tattva. One who is actually one who has mastered the scriptures and also one who is Brahmanishta, who is in Shivanishta, one who is devoted to Mahadeva, one should go to that kind of a person and then learn and then get initiated into Shiva Diksha. So like Krishna did, Krishna went to Upamanyu Maharshi, right? And then he learnt about Shiva Tattva and he is still learning. There is so much to say. So like here Upamanyu Maharshi is describing the glory of Thandi Maharshi to Krishna. How he did terrible penance and how Thandi Maharshi glorified Mahadeva.